The second challenge we face with lenalidomide's maintenance is the ongoing toxicities. The most common toxicities are fatigue, cramps, and diarrhea. And I think the one that we've learned the most about that we can manage, that I think probably our nurses can help the most, is in diarrhea. We know that lenalidomide, when used as maintenance therapy over a prolonged period of time, can be associated with bile acid malabsorption. And we get a classic story of diarrhea, which is the patient's doing fine, then all of a sudden they have an extreme urge and then have diarrhea that happens very quickly. And it happens because of a bile acid malabsorption. And so we've been using for several years now bile acid sequestrants like cholestyramine or cholestipol. These old cholesterol medications are profoundly impactful in terms of improving the quality of life in patients on maintenance lenalidomide and controlling the diarrhea. And using things like Imodium just is, quite frankly, not helpful. And so very important, recognize the diarrhea is from bile acid malabsorption and get the patient on a bile acid sequestrant.
When you see problems from lenalidomide, is it usually early on, or sometimes people do well for a long time and then have problems?
Yeah, so the early on toxicities that happen are things like rash. That happens early when the patient develops a rash. It's usually not severe. You can hold the drug, dose reduce, the rash goes away. The belief is that rash is a direct immunologic effect and not an allergy. If a patient has a severe rash with blistering or lips blistering, that's the type of rash that you would never want to reintroduce the medication. But for the standard macular papular rash, the redness in the chest or back, you can hold therapy, let the rash resolve and restart, sometimes give a Medrol dose pack to help overcome that. The toxicities like fatigue, diarrhea, and cramps are more of the long-term complications.